It's the Poet Laureate of Valley Ranch.
Once again, a visit from the Poet Laureate of Valley Ranch.
All week long, nationwide, Dallas was dog-cussed, making winning by the ship channel virtually a must. But whoever thought the Texans would eat our dust after two opening games where we'd been just a big bust? We hadn't won a game since just after New Year's, and Jerry Jones was having all sorts of new fears.
So we knew that there was a little bit of hoping that you were going to win Dancing with the Stars more than it was because of who your competition was with the Texans.
Anyone who can decipher Jerry must have great ears. At the Death Star, Dallas had even heard loud jeers, and talk had begun of the end of the Phillips years. But suddenly, Beeler was launching a long one, and Roy's catching and making a huge run. And though Arian bettered Marion when it was all done, things got so bad for Houston, they then hurt their Johnson. Romo was winging and slinging and gunning. Things got so good, we even started running. That meant Barber got to practice his fierce spike, and all of us got to see what a takeaway looks like. All day our defense told Schaub, "Stand back, Burrito." Hey, when's the last time we won a game? Was the producer named Frito?
Great point.
And now Cowboy players don't have to go out incognito. Hey, wasn't that Rangers clinching real neato? Yes, the refs kept throwing that little yellow flag. And Kyle Kozar's injured knee is a real big drag. But at least in this dog's tail, there's now a small wag. And no one around the country's asking, how empty is the Cowboys' bag? Now we wait for so long through the bye week, hoping Witten's knee's nothing but a tiny tweak. It's not much, but we're now 1-2 at least. But hey, in this sad division, that makes us a beast! Who knows if this victory starts us on a big run? Who knows in this season what's yet to come? But at least we brought home win number one for our coach, who's definitely a big son of a bum.
Poet Laureate.
Well, at least, Mike, if something ever happens to you, you'll be immortalized in a poem as well.
I hope so, someday. They hurt their Johnson?
They hurt their Johnson. That's a bad day when you lose and hurt your Johnson.
I love Tuesdays when you show up with a velvet jacket and the feathered pen as the Poet Laureate.